This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lawyers for the Justice Department confirmed to a federal judge Friday they are still working to add a question about citizenship to the U.S. Census. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports that U.S. President Trump says he's considering various ways to force the inclusion of the question on next year's census.
The Supreme Court has at least temporarily blocked the administration from asking about citizenship. The president says he's considering an executive order in a bid to change that.
It's one of the ways that we're thinking about doing it very seriously.
An executive order by itself would not override court rulings blocking the question, but might give administration lawyers new ways of persuading courts to include it. The census questionnaires are already being printed without the question, but the president's holding out hope.
Maybe do an addendum after we get a positive decision.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Officials are gathering in Niger's capital this weekend for an African Union summit that begins the operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. About 50 heads of state were due to arrive on Friday. It's a day behind their foreign ministers for Sunday's summit on the African Continental Free Trade Area. But to increase employment prospects, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people, and to make Africans more competitive regionally and globally. NATO and Russia did not make any breakthroughs on the intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty in talks Friday. The NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that the treaty is in danger.
Unfortunately, we have not seen any signs of a breakthrough, and time is running out. Today, allies urge Russia once again to return to full and verifiable compliance with the treaty.
The United States set to pull out of the treaty August 2nd. This is VOA News. Communities in the Mojave Desert tallied damage and made emergency repairs to cracked roads and broken pipes Friday as aftershocks from Southern California's largest earthquake in 20 years kept rumbling. The small town of Ridgecrest, close to the epicenter, assessed damage after several fires and multiple injuries that were blamed on the magnitude 6.4 quake. A shelter drew 28 people overnight, but not all of them slept inside amid the shaking. Damage appeared limited to desert areas, although the quake was felt widely, including in the Los Angeles region, 150 kilometers away. I should say miles away, 240 kilometers away. UN agencies are calling for the release of all refugees and migrants from Libyan detention centers. The call comes in the wake of Tuesday's deadly airstrike. The International Organization for Migration confirms 53 people, including 6 children, were killed. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says 350 migrants remain in that camp.
Approximately 180, slightly more, people in the Tajour Detention Center had already been registered for evacuation under the voluntary humanitarian assistance flights that we've been running out of Libya. We know of 2 people for certain who have died who were going to leave.
The UNHCR is calling for an independent investigation to determine who carried out that airstrike. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro oversaw a military parade to mark the country's Independence Day Friday. This as the embattled socialist leader comes under mounting criticism for using brutal tactics to crush his opponents. In a sign of increasing international pressure on Maduro, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, issued a scathing report Thursday accusing Venezuela's security forces of more than 5,000 killings last year.
A report notes attacks against actual or perceived political opponents and human rights defenders, ranging from threats and smear campaigns to arbitrary detention, torture and ill treatment, sexual violence, killings and enforced disappearance.
Deputy Foreign Minister William Castillo fired back, saying that the report failed to reflect the reality in Venezuela. The Chinese premier recently announced a major economic reform move, saying China would scrap ownership controls on foreign companies and investing in the financial sector next year ahead of schedule. The government also will reduce restrictions next year on market access for foreign investors in the value-added telecom services and transport sectors, according to the premier. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
If It's VOA.